USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
British national Malik Faisal Akram, identified by the FBI today as the man who took hostages Saturday at a Texas synagogue before being shot dead. He released one of the hostages before an FBI SWAT team then stormed the building and rescued the other three. The suspect was heard ranting on a Facebook live stream of the services, demanding the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted of trying to kill U.S. Army officers in Afghanistan. New Zealand's military saying Monday morning they were able to send a surveillance flight to the island of Tonga to assess an extent of damage from a huge undersea volcanic eruption over the weekend. A towering cloud of ash had prevented the military from launching any flights to the Pacific Island nation. More than 70 million people were under winter weather alerts over the weekend, and on Sunday, 2,800 flights canceled. USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Former President Trump taking the stage Saturday night in Arizona, going after the current administration for destroying the country.
They're wrecking and devastating people's lives, firing Americans from their jobs, forcing innocent children to grow up in masks, closing their schools, destroying education, crushing their development, demolishing their futures, locking people into their homes.
Thousands of supporters gathering Saturday for Trump's second rally in Arizona since leaving office. Christopher Miller, acting Secretary of Defense during the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol, met with the House committee investigating the attack, according to NBC News. The committee is issuing further subpoenas and requesting several Republican lawmakers voluntarily testify. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reportedly negotiating a plea deal in his corruption case, saying a person involved in the talks. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC's mandatory COVID-19 safety rules for cruise ships have expired. Cruise ships no longer required to abide by those mandates that were issued last year, including protocols on vaccination testing and mask wearing. France's parliament approving a law Sunday that will exclude unvaccinated people from all restaurants, sports arenas, and other venues. More than 91% of French adults are fully vaccinated. Critics question whether this will make much of a difference. Celine Dion has announced the cancellation of the remaining 16 shows of her world tour due to ongoing health issues. Canadian says she's recovering from severe and persistent muscle spasms that are hindering her ability to perform. Last year, she had to postpone her Las Vegas residency as a result of spasms. Country music has lost another family member. Chris Barnes reports from the USA Radio News New England Bureau.
Many in the industry call him one of the greatest country songwriters ever. Grammy Award winning songwriter Dallas Frazier is dead at 82.
Hellfire up.
In a career that spanned several decades, Frazier became well known for tunes like this, Elvira, recorded by the Oak Ridge Boys, There Goes My Everything, sung by Jack Green, and Beneath Still Waters by Emmylou Harris. Again, Dallas Frazier has died at 82.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.